can't cheat the process. You gotta do what the fuck you gotta do in order to get where you're trying to get.
Take all the necessary precautions to make sure that your business is yours.
I just want to be able to establish generational history.
It just come more naturally when it really is your lane.
You'll never be where you want to be if you're working for somebody else's dream.
Wake up every day with an intention and be happy on purpose.
I'm the one. I'm the goal. I got me this far. It was me.
Keep going. Just keep going. Because I am. I'm going to keep going.
Don't worry about what nobody else knows, because everything ain't always what it seems.
Don't let social media rush you.
Do what you want. Like, believe in yourself.
Don't wait for the perfect plan. Don't wait for the perfect option. Just create your own future the way you want to love it, because you get one life to live.
Period.
That's on that. That's on that. So
all right, welcome back to Just Another Motivational Podcast. If this is your first time, I am Amber.
And I'm Bria.
And I am Bria as well.
Yes, we have yet another Bria on the pod today. Yes. We'll get into who she is and what she does in just a few.
But first, we want to get into our minute of motivation. For my New Year's resolution, I didn't really talk about it on our New Year's episode, but one of my New Year's resolutions was to work out, and I've started working out.
Come on, work
so
out.
So that's super motivating for me, because I'm skinny and I feel like, I don't need to work out, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do want to be in shape. And I was on TikTok, and there was this older lady on there. Well, her granddaughter has a TikTok, and she's 114 years old.
Oh my
she's
God.
Super healthy. And she was like, because I took care of myself when I was younger. She was like, I wasn't doing all that smoking and drinking, but I mean, I drink, but
and smoke.
I don't know. But she was healthy, like up, like alert, everything. So I'm like, this is super motivating. So I got to get myself together while I'm still young.
What's the workouts though? Are you doing like home workouts? Are you going to the gym?
A little bit of both.
All right.
Nice. Nice. I actually started working back out too, because
we gonna be in shape.
That's a negative.
For sure.
Amber, what's
motivation? My minute of motivation is actually an affirmation that I've been saying since like a little bit before the new year, and it's, everything I want is on its way to me.
I love that.
And lately, it's just like, you just work differently and move different when you know that your work is not in vain. Like, even outside of business, you move differently, you love different, you give differently when you know that it's about to come back to you, and you feel as though it's on its way. It's on its way, girl. Keep on keeping on.
Yep. I love that. Yes, y'all.
So what about you? What's been motivating for you?
What's been motivating for me? I feel like a lot of things motivates me. It can be something really small. Like my daughter, for instance, she's going on 2 in March. She knows her ABCs.
Oh my
and
goodness.
She's wow. fully trained for the potty. Like, she's potty trained.
That's
and
amazing.
She looks, she's so funny. She just literally sit on in front of the TV and just take her pamper off and just potty. And I just think like, okay, wow, I'm really doing a good job.
That's amazing.
thank you. Yeah, so like that's like my weekly motivational thing.
Nice. Sure. So for our next segment is the great debate. I saw this on, I believe, the Shade Room or one of those pages, and it said, ladies, are you still cooking and making a man's plate and taking it to him and pouring his drink, or is that giving a little bit too much slavery?
If I cook, yeah, I'm going to make your plate and I'm going to pour your drink and give it to you. But I don't cook often, so it's not like I'm doing this every day. I may cook, barely. So when I do cook, I wouldn't mind doing that. I don't think it's slavery.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the gender rules have changed in the household. Like, my fiancé, he cooks more than I do. Mm-hmm. He enjoys cooking. Mm-hmm. And if he cook, he just may wash the dishes and while I'm doing something with the baby or whatever. Or it's really like whoever feel like it.
Right.
It don't really be like, you know, it's your turn or I'm the one, I gotta do this, I gotta please my man. No, we're pleasing each other.
So if he cooks, does he make your plate?
He make my plate.
Right, I just feel
like you're in the kitchen, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Whoever cooks. What about when you guys go out to like a social event or something? Mm-hmm. Are we making plates? Like, say we're at a mutual friend's, a friend's
a baby shower or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I would make his plate.
Yeah, okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement there.
Well, that wasn't a debate.
I would make his plate, yeah, for sure.
So if you cook, would you make your man's plate and pour his drink and take it as well?
Yeah, I would do that. So, I don't know about the pouring a drink. Like, I did all this. You can pour your own drink. But if I'm already, I'll make the plate. I mean, I guess I got to pour my own drink.
Yeah,
all right, I'm pouring the drink, sure.
Yeah, we're pouring
sure,
the drink.
Sure, I'll do it.
I just feel like you be fighting it so bad.
It would be really funny to see me when I finally get in the an adult relationship because it's like I haven't had to like cook and make the plate and pour the drink yet, but I would like to see when I'm put in that predicament would I really do it.
Yeah.
But as a single woman, I'm feeling like I gotta put my foot down and pour the drink. Like, come get your own juice.
No, no.
If you pour your drink, you're like, fuck it. Let me just get another cup of it.
Exactly. Okay, Bria, can you tell our people who you are and what you do?
All right. So, hello, everyone. My name is Bria. I also go by the name of Year B. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a philanthropist. I am a creative director. I'm a designer. I like do it all. I'm a mother, a fiance. Yeah, I do it all. I recently just launched my creative directing services along with my production company. It's called A Distinct Production. We offer photography. We offer location placement for your photo shoot, creative directing, which is myself. And yeah, it's up.
Is everything in-house as far as like photography and everything, or do you like outsource other creatives?
Yeah, so everything is in-house.
Okay.
So we actually work together along with A Distinct Production. It's okay. All in-house. Yeah, and I'm actually, I forgot all about the sneaker design. Not even, no, I'm not going to call myself a sneaker designer. I am a designer for Hancock, and I actually created my own sneaker for Hancock a couple years ago. But I just don't like saying, oh, I'm a sneaker designer because it boxes you in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that. I'm so much more than just
a sneaker designer.
Right. So what influenced you to go into the different roles that you're in now?
I feel like I always been a creative person. Even back then when me and my fiance / my partner, we started BU Society Loft, and we wanted it to be a creative hub for creatives. And initially, I wanted it to be a production studio, but just didn't know how to not even say it, but it didn't flourish back then. Mm-hmm. So we were using it as an event space. And we wasn't really like happy on how things were going because we initially didn't want to go into the event space business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I always just been a creative person. I just see things and I just want to do shit. Yeah.
So what's your goals with Hancock and A Distinctive Production?
I'm kind of like on a hiatus right now with Hancock for many reasons. But for A Distinct Production, that's like my main focus right now. And ultimately, my 5-year plan for A Distinct Production is to like have a whole production studio in LA and, you know, just doing shit. Just, like, working with, like, so many people and bringing my vision to life.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you come up with your designs for Hancock or your creative sets that you build and everything? How do you come up with those things? Like, is it a creative process that you go through or?
It just be, like, kind of, like, whatever sparks my mind at any time. Like, for instance, even if it's a photo shoot, rather, I kind of, like, go based off of the person
mm-hmm.
and try to, like, just implement their situation. So I try to tell stories and whatever they got going on. And as far as Hancock, how I design is, like, things that I want to buy. Like, things right. that I like. It just kind of, like, come easy in a way.
How is it like dating or being engaged to another creative? I know you guys have been together for a long time.
It can be fun. No, it's very fun. Mm-hmm. But it can definitely be some obstacles in a way because it's like, all right, we both creating in this one space. And it's like our energy is intertwining. Like, it's like I'm in a corner. I don't want to talk. He over here wanting to talk and getting feedback. And it's like, not right now. I'm here, but it's really fun. And I think it's supposed to be like that. I feel like creatives supposed to be with creatives, right. Period. Because we understand each other. I couldn't see myself with somebody that has, I'm not even going to say a 9-to-5. I'm not going to say that. But somebody that is not a creative, he just won't understand me.
Right.
Was it ever a time where it's like you felt strongly about something and he didn't particularly like it or care for it? Like, you know, I'm sure y'all bounce ideas off mm-hmm. of each other.
Yeah. He was trying to say it in a real cute way. So I won't be irritated. Like, Yeah, for sure. Like,
and do you still move forward with that thing, or do you like? I'm sure you respect his opinion, but like in that moment, it's like I'm doing it because I love it.
If that ever happened, I would have to like get so many different advice,
other opinions. Yeah, I could see that.
And if they fucking with my idea, it's like, oh nigga, you tripping. And if they on that same time with him, it's like, all right, I got to just fall back. <Can't see that.
laughs> As a creative, especially someone who creates for other people and other businesses, do you feel like creating your heart and soul has to be into it? Or can you, like, create and not really care for the product or thing that you're creating for?
I feel like it has to go hand in hand. Like, I have to want to do it. Mm-hmm. I have to want or understand it to do it. Some things just don't make sense. I can't do it. Like, somebody reached out to us and was like, we want to do a photo shoot, but she didn't have a story to tell. So I couldn't really get in. You know what I'm saying? So we're just like, I can't create this. I can't make something up.
I felt that. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you measure your success or success period?
I think success is definitely, everybody have their own definition of success, but how I measure success is just happiness. Mm-hmm. If I can fulfill everything that I want to accomplish and fulfill, and if I'm at peace with it, I'm successful. That's how I feel.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happiness is over everything.
Happiness is over everything.
Everything.
Listen.
Have you always been into fashion, and how would you describe your style? Because, honey, this is an ensemble. Y'all ain't seen the coat when the walk in.
y'all got to see her Instagram.
No, for real. Like, how would you describe your style?
Wait, speaking of that coat is 5 years old, and I spent like $30 for that coat.
It's such a good piece.
Yes, it's ripping in the inside, but it's all of it. I feel like I've always been creative, always been like my style. I think that came from, like, my parents, like, my upbringing, like, my dad. First of all, my dad's name is Solo. So, that says a lot. So, like, he used to, like, drill in my head. Everybody got, you got to change it. Like, he used to go to the outlets and shop for me just so I won't have what everybody got on. Like, just all that just programming in your head. But I feel like I just have fun with whatever I wear. It's not that deep. Like, it's just fun.
That goes back to the King Richard thing we talked about, how a parent's influence, you know, has, like, the impression it has on a child and the direction they go in life.
For sure. Yeah.
We talked about that on the episode with AJ. Remember? And I was saying how my mom, a lot of stuff my mom don't eat, I don't eat because I'm just so used to
programmed.
Her.
Yeah,
it was programmed into my, but when I, as an adult, I realized, like, oh, I do like this, but I just was so used to not eating it because my mom don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad is vegan. I don't eat a lot of stuff, and he don't eat a lot of stuff because I'm just so used to
it's like all programming.
So your dad basically instilled in you, like, you don't want to dress how other people dress. Are you going to instill that same thing into your daughter, or are you going to let her just be a kid and dress how she want to dress?
I think I'm gonna just let her rock out. Just let her rock out. She gonna understand.
Yeah. My son, he's 7. He has his own style. He do not like nothing I pick out. He tells me I don't have no drip. I don't. Oh, but he's so corny.
He's not black corny.
He's corny.
He's not corny. He be wearing his little bait hoodies and I think he's from New York.
Baltimore.
He might be from Baltimore.
He wear his shoelaces untied. I'm like, where do you get this stuff from? So, I mean, I let him rock out. But
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny to me. He has his own style. Just gotta let kids be kids.
Kids, for sure. For sure.
What other interests and hobbies do you have?
Shopping. It's like, no. Let's see. Honestly, I really like my personal space. Like, even if it's like personal space, even if it's taking a fucking bath, that might sound no, even if it's like, you know, candles lit, reading my book. My hobbies are just relaxing, honestly, truly, just like having my brain on 0% and just relaxing.
I love
it. Do you feel like you adopted that as you got older, or you just always been kind of like?
No,
as I got older. Yeah, same.
As I got older.
Same. I used to always want to have people around, always my friends around. But a Friday night taking a bath and like having a little pizza and wine. It's just like the best Friday night.
That's like true adulting. Like,
I look forward to the weekends when I don't have anything to do.
But me too. On a rainy day, I love rainy days. They make you feel like, all right, I'm cool. I could be lazy today.
All right, so I wanted to talk about Valentine's Day is coming up. I wanted to talk about celebrity Valentine's Days and like a regular person Valentine's Day. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Is it like a big deal for you?
No.
Okay. See, I never really cared about Valentine's Day. Even if I was like in a relationship, I never cared about it. Do you care about it if you're in a relationship, Andrew?
Mm-hmm. I would like for it to be acknowledged, but I'm not like super big on it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, so when you see, like, all the celebrities getting gifts and the Birkins and, like, Jada just posted she got the hotel room filled with roses. Like, do y'all want that type of stuff? Or do you just, you say you don't want it, but you really do want it?
Firstly, let me say Instagram ruined every holiday.
Yes, it did.
But like, back in the day, we only knew what we got and what our friends got for, like, Christmas and Valentine's Day, whatever. Now we see rappers gifting cars and 10 Birkins at one time for a push present. And it's like, I want that. You wasn't even thinking about no Birkin. Now you want the Birkin. Like, so I think it's very subjective. Like, if I'm dating Lil Baby, yes, I want a Birkin.
For sure.
But if I'm dating Derek from the post office, and there's no shade to the post office, I'll take a flower arrangement and a dinner. You know, like, so you have to respect the relationship that you're in. Like, come on, don't be unrealistic.
For sure.
So I mean, to answer your question, I'm not going to say I don't want a Birkin. Yes, I'll take a Birkin if my man can buy me a Birkin.
If I was dating Lil Baby, I don't want a Birkin.
I don't like Birkin.
I don't want one, but I do understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's just like some people do hold their boyfriends to that higher expectation when they know that they don't have Lil Baby money or a Lil Durk money. Like,
we gotta stop doing it. Come on, you know you're not in that situation. Mm-hmm. You know what your man working with. Stop it. No, for real. Like, stop.
I mean, I never cared about holidays. I don't celebrate holidays, but Valentine's Day, that holiday on Instagram burns me out. Because and then it'd be like, oh, well, Valentine's Day is every day. It's not. It's not. You're lying.
Yeah, I hate those people as well.
Yeah. Like,
really? All right.
I think I think it's a little kiddie, if you ask me.
It's very
like,
kiddie.
If you keep, like, come on, we're grown. It's not given. Oh, look, let me look. My man did this for me. Like, girl, like, it's okay.
Because the real question is, would the man even be doing that if it wasn't
for Instagram?
On Instagram, like,
if it wasn't for the gram.
No, for the people.
Yeah, for sure. Whole time, they don't even be liking each other.
Child. This ain't that kind of podcast, but
seriously.
Do I have any tea?
So what are y'all expecting for Valentine's Day this year? What are you expecting? Not you, Amber.
Nothing, honestly. Right. Just some good sex. That's it.
Period. That's all.
Period.
I'm not expecting anything.
Okay. Next segment, we have our truth or drink. Those are the cards I dropped earlier. I don't know. They might be all messed up now. So I'm going to pick a card and read to you, and then Amber's going to pick one, and then you pick one for both of us.
Okay.
So, let's see. What personal demon are you in denial of?
Jesus. Ooh. Wait, what is this? Is it truth or what? Drink.
So, if you don't want to answer, you drink.
What personal... Say that one more time.
What personal demon are you in denial of? That's deep.
That's super like, deep.
Come on, therapy session.
Okay. No, that's like super therapy. I think I got to sit at... I don't want to sit it out. I really want to really...
All right, let me give you another one.
Yeah.
Because that one was kind of deep.
I had to really tap into myself.
Neil, if that was me, you would have made me answer. No shade.
Be quiet. Okay. It's asking like stuff about me. Like, what's the weirdest thing about me? You wouldn't know that. Amber can answer that. All right.
I'm really sitting here really thinking.
Wait, because I'm about to go home and meditate on that question too.
But seriously, hold on.
What's the most common thing people praise or compliment you for?
My style.
I mean, just like that.
Just me having my own personal, my own style. And honestly, my personality too.
Both. What's your sign?
Virgo.
Okay.
Why?
Just curious.
Yeah, what's yours?
Taurus.
Taurus. Oh, my favorite cousin is a Taurus. April, right?
It's April, May. Yeah. April, I'm May.
May 1st. It is April 24th.
Yeah, we're good people.
Yeah, Taurus are really good people. Mm-hmm.
What's something you're still self-conscious about and are you working on it?
That's good. I don't know if this is just like on... Okay, I feel like my subconscious mind say all the time, like, I gotta do better with parenting. But it's like, it's no measurement with, mm-hmm. with parenting or just like being a mom. I think that's just like a just a conscience that mothers just gonna have forever. Yeah, like, am perfect. I doing good? Like, do you feel like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then with my child, my daughter, she's so busy and she's, I be kind of feeling bad sometimes too. Like, am I doing it now?
She's one though, so it's like yeah. they're busy until they're like 3, 4.
Yeah.
So you might as well just get used to it. Yeah. It's definitely not you. Because I felt like that too. Because my son would be like, well, at that age, I would think he was bored. Or should I be doing more stuff
right,
with him?
That's but right. But
they're babies.
Exactly.
What more can you do?
What more can you do? That's how I be feeling. I'm like, wait, I can't do that. Because that's like M on my subconscious. Mm. But at the same time, it's like, that's some mom shit. Mm-hmm.
You got ask us. Now you can ask us
okay.
a question.
Mm. What's the most terrible thing you've ever done for money?
Me?
Is it both of you?
You got to ask one, me and then her. So that's for me?
Okay, that's for you. Yep.
Most terrible thing I've done for money. I'm a drink.
You can't recall. Mm.
I can recall. I just don't want to see it.
All right, your turn, Amber.
You gotta pick a different one.
Oh, a different one?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, this one, B, is that a different
one? Oh, yeah, that could have been
okay.
One.
How have you dishonored your parents?
I don't think. I'm a good child.
You're just child.
I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God and a good child to my parents. I really don't think that I've dishonored them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
They listen, so you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But no, I don't think I have. I'm an angel.
That's a reach.
All right, maybe in your dad's eyes, you're an angel.
My good sis be saying I'm a good child as well. She proud of me and stuff. I'm not into her. But yeah, so this is a really, really good episode. It was like short and sweet. You got right to the point.
I enjoy myself.
If you can leave our listeners with one gem of the day, what would it be?
Continue your marathon.
Yes.
Period. Yeah.
I posted something about a marathon today, but anyway. Yes, come on. Alignment. Also, tell our followers where they can keep up with you.
Yes, you can follow me at @yeah_B, @yeah_B. And my production page is @thestinkproduction at Instagram.
Okay, and you can follow us at Just Another Motivational Podcast, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, rate, comment, review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, all the good stuff. We stay every week.
We need all the things. All right. Ciao.
Bye.
Deuces. That was fun, y'all.